Refreshing the memory of a park's pioneer on this moment of Indiana history. Over the years, a memorial to the father of the Indianapolis park system has been languishing in Riverside Park. The ironic fact has prompted Indiana Landmarks to place Taggart Memorial on its 2011 10 Most Endangered list. The preservation group cited the neoclassical monument built in 1931 for the colonnade's crumbling limestone and non-functioning fountain. The Weary Landmark is a far cry from the vision Taggart had for Indianapolis as its mayor from 1895 to 1901. Convinced that city dwellers required the balm that only green space could provide, Taggart acquired and dedicated the hundreds of acres that would become White River, Highland, and Brookside Parks. A bicycling enthusiast, Taggart also improved Indianapolis roads and elevated its railroad tracks. The Irish immigrant who came to the States as a child moved to Indiana as a young adult, serving as Marion County Auditor and Democratic State Chairman before being elected mayor. After completing his third term, Taggart took the helm of the Democratic National Committee. In 1916, the former mayor served in the U.S. Senate for several months by appointment. In 1901, Taggart found backers to purchase the French Lick Springs Hotel. Adding wings, bathrooms, and golf courses, and increasing production of the spa's signature Pluto water, Taggart then convinced the Monon Railroad to create a spur that brought Chicago guests to the hotel's front door. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.